We now welcome to the call the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Doing just fine. Congratulations to you guys. Victory 13-9 over 19th ranked North Dakota on Thursday. Give me your impressions on the victory.
Was real excited at the end of the game. I thought we played hard, and it was a team effort. They were a very good football team coming into the game, and I think they were a good football team coming out of the game. It was a physical game. It was competitive. Both defenses were at their best, and the little things were going to make a difference, and we were able to create that a couple of those things in the fourth quarter that made a difference.
Getting a victory like that in your opener over a nationally ranked team, how much momentum does this provide for your program here going forward?
It's an important win, obviously. You go out for your first game, and you dictate how you're going to perform. So it was exciting for that. I'm not so sure it defines who you are as a team. We've got to continue to look at ourselves. There were points in the game that we didn't play as well as we are capable of playing. But certainly the level of excitement after the game will be contagious.
We've got a couple of media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Erica.
Yes, your first question is from Mark Noducci from Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, Chuck, could you tell me a little bit about Jaheim Woods? I see that he had three sacks the other day. Is he used more like as a linebacker? I know they call him a defensive back.
He's our weak side safety was involved in a couple of blitzes, and as a nickel guy, he plays underneath and is involved in our nickel package as a blitzer also. He's a fifth-year kid down in the Jersey area and had two ACLs, one his freshman year and one his junior year, so reality is this really the first time he's played at full strength. Talented young man.
Coach, would you have any guys on your team that the scouts are looking at? I know usually you do. Have you talked to people about any of your guys?
Yeah, we've got a defensive end, Aaron Thompson, number 95, that scouts have been looking at. And then we've got a couple of receivers, number 1, Tim Keith, and number 83, Harrison Jackson, that they're taking a peek at, plus our long snapper.
Okay, and one last thing, just your initial thoughts on Temple as you get ready this week for the Owls.
They're a good football team, watched all their games from last year, and they graduated some kids, but still have a lot of talented kids back. And we're gonna have our hands full against Temple on Saturday. They're physical. They run the ball. They play great team defense. Very well coached overall. So it'll be a challenge for us.
Were you surprised a little bit though how Army was able to run on them the way they did?
That's the triple option offense, and I think I'm sure coach there did not really enjoy opening up against Army. You end up spending your preseason preparing for things. You have to change your defense. You're installing for your season, and yet you have to play a different defense. And Army has done that to a lot of people. We've played them. They've done that to us. So it doesn't surprise me. And those kids there, they play hard, and certainly came out on the top end of it.
Thank you.
You've got it.
And your next question is from Adam Peck from Brooklyn.
Hi, Coach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Adam.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the contributions that you had from a couple of redshirt freshmen, particularly Andrew Trent on offense, who had quite a few targets on Thursday night. On defense, Gavin Haslop, and the impact that he had, particularly on that punt block that was returned for a touchdown. What do you think the impact of these new freshmen is going to be on this team moving forward?
Well, I think first of all, you need your young kids to step to the plate, and watching both those kids perform throughout the game as young players was exciting for me. Andrew's a walk-on, local walk-on, and he had a good spring ball. He had a great summer, and during preseason camp, he fought his way into the two deep, didn't know how he would play when the bell went off. But first ball thrown, him caught it, turned it up the field, made another great play, and made a few key blocks during the game. And then when Tim Keith wasn't able to continue the game, he stepped up and played even more. You know, Gavin obviously had the big punt block. He's a tremendous athlete. He's a starter on all of our special teams, and he's on our nickel package also. Right now, he plays behind Tyrese Beverett, so may not get a lot of scrimmage reps, but he's going to get a lot of nickel reps for us. Both kids certainly helped us and were helpful in the victory.
And then also, you know, obviously North Dakota's rushing defense was very, very good last season. Can you talk a little bit about how you approached the running game? Had quite a few guys get some touches of the ball. What was it like to try to navigate a defense as good as North Dakota's?
Yeah, I mean, they were a top-ranked team as a rushing defense last year, and are a little unorthodox as they play defense. They're very well coached, and you know they're a three-down team, and they're really going to blitz you to control the run game and play a lot of cover zero to control the run game. So you know we knew going into it that would be a challenge. You know we need to play better than we played in the run game. Certainly, we had opportunities and fell short. Things that we could have done, you know, but I think you know when the game's over and the final gun goes off, you know, you want to win the football game first, and so I'm pleased with that. We got a week to get ready for Temple and work on the things that we did not do well.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And your next question is from Christopher Huddell from SM Sports Radio.
Coach Chuck, can you hear me?
Got ya.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Talk about Temple. What do you see on film from Temple? Because last year they had a very good season. They were one win away from winning the American Conference, you know, going to a big bowl game. You know, so what do you see on their on film getting ready for that game?
Well, I think they missed not having a tailback play. Their other kid is very good, but the key kid that didn't play, I thought that hurt him a little bit. I thought Army did a good thing scheming them defensively and gave them some problems, specifically in the pass game. And then the flip side of that is I thought, you know, the triple option neutralized Temple speed and physicalness with the quick hitting plays and the option type of attack. So, you know, my expectation, because we're not that type of team on offense, is they'll be ready physically. They'll be more in their wheelhouse of defending us defensively. You know, they graduated some key players off that defense, but from what I could see, there's some real good players there coming that came back and some kids replacing them. On the other side of the ball, it was, once again, not as consistent as I think they probably wanted it to be, but, you know, they had their chances, and you know, another week of practice, I'm sure they'll be ready to play.
And talk about making the trip to Philadelphia. You know, it's a short drive anyway, like an hour and a half from where you guys are, maybe two, depends on the traffic. You know, what's it like going to Philly to play?
Well, excited about that. I worked at the University of Pennsylvania for 8 years in the 90s, lived in South Jersey, so it'd be nice to be back and visit. Certainly playing in the stadium will be exciting, and the challenge of playing a top team at the FBS level is certainly will be a challenge and exciting.
Well, good luck this week.
Thank you.
Chuck, before I let you go, just to get your comments on the performance of Jaheim Woods, the CAA Defensive Player of the Week, 11 tackles, 5 for loss, and 3 sacks, 4 fumble, was all over the field. Talk about his effort.
Yeah, he was. You know, as I said earlier, he's a fifth-year senior who's fought through some injuries, and really his first opportunity to be a full-time starter coming into this year was healthy all spring, summer, and you know, he really plays the game from the shoulders up very well, and he's a tremendous athlete, and you know, we're excited that he was able to have that type of game and was honored with that award, and you know, he knows he just needs to get better to be successful, and he'll continue to do that.
All right, Chuck. Congratulations again on the win over North Dakota. Good luck on Saturday at Temple, and we'll talk again next week.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right.